Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
It was 2 years ago today when Hamas militants attacked civilians in southern Israel attending a music festival. Overall, nearly 1,200 people died and hundreds were taken hostages. The incident would spark a war, which would see now thousands of people dead in Gaza, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. And there was outrage throughout the globe, including here in New York, where we saw war protests and arrests, and particularly on the campus of Columbia University. Well, today, more than 1,200 empty chairs dot the lawn of a popular library at the school, ground central for the protests, to pay homage to the victims. And there's an even bigger remembrance planned for Central Park later today. 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley leading our broadcast on this Tuesday with the latest in this live report. MLB?
Larry, that's right. Here at Columbia, there's just a massive memorial to commemorate the victims that lost their lives on October 7th, 2 years ago. And many people bringing flowers to these seats. Each of the seats has an image of the victim that lost their life that day. But also something that Columbia is doing, they are having a listening table. They're inviting students and staff members to come to the table and talk to each other. We're seeing Israeli supporters along with Palestinian supporters sit down and really have some serious discussions about what transpired 2 years ago today. Many people also are coming to the memorial to say prayers, and they really are hoping for the community to come together and to lean on each other during this very difficult time. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live at Columbia University.
A report today that several historically black colleges and universities got coordinated threats of violence against the black community last week. But authorities believe it was swatting, that is, a fake, to draw out police. This all came a few weeks after the shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. New York University, reportedly one of them, officials say an email was sent to members of the NYU community naming the school and other colleges and using racist language and slurs targeting the black community. The alleged manifesto sent to black students contained threats of gun violence and the author using racial slurs and violent language. NYU reportedly issued a campus-wide email regarding the threat, but authorities later determined it was a hoax or that case of swatting. Still no students or still some students expressed concerns that the university was slow to respond or even to let people know that the letters, albeit a hoax, were targeting blacks. Police in Bushwick looking for the guy who they say broke into an apartment in the middle of the night and then sexually assaulted and robbed a lady.
Police say the 43-year-old victim woke up to find the man in her bedroom early Monday morning. Kenneth Gaydon lives next door.
I know they was all out here. And then later on, I saw her come out. Think she was with her mother. And she looked okay. She went in and just got in the ambulance and left.
Neighbor Alex Polito watched as multiple detectives canvassed the area.
Something like this to happen just feels like gut-wrenching because it's just been like, oh, you know, safe space. I mean, I know my deli guy who gives me free coffee.
Police say the victim was asleep when the suspect broke in, put a pillow over her head, tied her wrists, and made sexual advances before making off with her cell phone and watch. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bushwick, Brooklyn.
The ME has ruled the death of a one-year-old boy a homicide. Anthony Casey was unconscious and unresponsive when police arrived at a home on Thatford Avenue in Newport about 5 p.m. Friday. They say the boy suffered from blunt force injuries to his torso. They rushed him to Brookdale, but he didn't make it. There were no immediate arrests. Witnesses say a woman and a man were sitting on a couch in the lobby of the apartments there, the Bridge Rockaway Affordable Homes in Brownsville. They say the lady was crying and there was an empty baby carriage. Police still investigating to see what happened. The New York City mayor's race pushes on. Last few days have been a back and forth between former Governor Cuomo and Zohran Mamdani, with both of them claiming President Trump is rooting for the other for his own pleasure. Today, it was GOP mayoral candidate Curtis Sliwa in a sit-down with our own Susan Richard in an event which was shown live on our streaming service. 1010 Winds newsman Mac Rosenberg observing it all and breaking it down.
If elected, Curtis Sliwa tells our Susan Richard he would hire 7,000 more cops. She gave him NYPD data showing shootings are down 20%.
Nobody believes that.
So it's a lie?
No, I've been in all 350 neighborhoods. I'm in the subways every day. I've yet to have somebody come up, "Oh, Curtis, you're exaggerating about the crime." Nobody believes that.
For people who may associate Sliwa with President Trump, he says he's not MAGA. One example might be his opposition to ICE raids.
Going into the back of a restaurant or the hospitality industry, these are essential workers.
And he's prepared to make a deal. If elected, he'll take off the beret. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Oh, boy. By the way, we'll do another sit-down this week with Zohran Mamdani. I understand he'll be here on Thursday at 11:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.